Lord, we just praise you and glorify you, Lord, that we're able to come together from all parts of the globe into this one little room and have fellowship with you, Lord. It is awesome that we're able to do this. And we thank you for the opportunity, Father. We thank you, Lord, that tonight's going to be a special night. We thank you, Lord, that all the prayers will be answered quickly. We believe, Lord, that when we pray for healing, it is instantaneous. And we believe also, Lord, for instantaneous deliverance. And we thank you, Lord, that tonight's going to be a special night because we're going to honor you in our communion. And that communion is our communion with you. And Lord, we just praise you. We glorify you. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to be with one another and you all at the same time. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Okay. Has anybody got a prayer request? Praise report. Testimony. Yeah, go ahead, Lana.
Hey, everybody. Last week, I had asked that you all agree with me for Larissa, the tenant that now lives in Missouri in our old place. She had been trying to get her driver's license. And when I had talked to her, I immediately just the Lord just, you know, kind of put it in me like, hey, I'll pray for you and you're passing. That's it. And I was so surprised how easy it was. And I just had such faith for her. And the Lord's good. She texted me today and she says, praise the Lord. Thank you so much for your prayers. With the help of God, I passed that driver's license test and she's good to go. So, Father is faithful. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. That's awesome. Thank you, Lord. All right, anyone else? I got a praise report. We had a slew of ladies come in here today and clean the house for us, and that was a blessing that I hadn't had in a long time. It was awesome. And thank you, ladies, for doing that, because David's just not much of a cleaner. You know what I'm saying? Michael's not either. That's not real high on our priority list. But anyway, we thank the ladies for all coming and helping out because it was awesome. Anybody else? Okay. Well, we're going to have communion tonight. And I thought I'd give a little bit of a teaching on it before we get started, kind of like David does. It's going to be probably about 20 or 30 minutes of it, and then we'll have communion. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 14, it says, wherefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. This is taken from a lesson from David on communion. But I've kind of put my touch in it too. Now he's going to talk about communion, why you need to flee idolatry to have communion. Well, communion is communion with the Lord, the body and blood of Christ, the real God. Some people are worshiping a false God. For some people, their own self is their idol. And so they have created a God after their own image that pleases them. And you know, you can't have communion with God if you're going to be worshiping idols. Verse 15 says, I speak as to wise men. Judge ye what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless. The cup of blessing. So this is a cup of blessing. It's not just a ceremony. You actually receive something from this if you're doing it right. So let's find out what doing it right is. Let's find out what the qualifications to have communion. The cup of blessing which we bless is not a communion of the blood of Christ. Well, what's communion? Communion means having in common the blood of Christ. Having in common. We are the body of Christ. And the one who lives in us is Christ, and his blood is in us by faith. Everything's by faith. And as a matter of fact, that's why we do communion, is to accept that it is in us by faith. And as the body of Christ worldwide, that's where we are. We're worldwide. We should be having communion with each other and with the body of Christ, of the blood and the body of Christ. We have this communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break is not the communion of the body of Christ. That's a question. Now, we know the body of Christ was smitten so that we could have health. You know that 1 Peter 2:4 says, or 2:24 says that by his stripes you were healed, and also the blood of Christ, that's the wine, in communion represents the blood of Christ, and the blood of Christ is ours, just as the body of Christ is ours. When we behold in a mirror the glory of the Lord, we're transformed into that same image from glory to glory. That is the Lord. We're coming into the image of Christ, and his body and his blood is pure. Now, Leviticus 17:11 says, the life of the flesh is in the blood. And the Greek word for life is soul. The soul of the flesh is in the blood. The soul of whose flesh is in this blood? That's the blood of Christ. The soul of Christ, that's his mind, his will, and his emotions. And if you'll notice, we're partaking of this when we partake of the blood of Christ by faith in communion. We are partaking. We are accepting this gift. And it's truly the cup of blessing. It's the cup of blessing when it's done by faith. Everything works by faith in the Christian walk. And just like baptism, when we're baptized, the baptism itself helps us, enables us to have an imagination that we're being buried with Christ and coming out of the water resurrected with Christ, so we accept the resurrection life of Christ through baptism. It's an enabler for our faith and our imagination to join together, because you really can't have faith unless you can imagine something. So it enables us, it helps us as humans to be able to cooperate with God. And the communion is the same thing. It's something that enables our imagination to believe we have received something from God by faith. And so to receive the body of Christ is to receive a body that's not afflicted with every kind of curse, right? Jesus himself bore the curse upon himself that we might have Abraham's blessing, because he bore the curse, he bore the sin, and he bore the sickness. He bore all that upon himself so that we can have his body. And his body, meaning a body that's free from the curse, free from the curse of sin and death. His blood, which means his mind, his will, and his emotion, his very nature. Your soul is your nature. The nature of Christ is given to us already by the reconciliation. That's an exchange. He made reconciliation. He made an exchange of his life for ours. So when we partake of the body and blood of Christ at communion, we're partaking of that. And it's that by faith, which is powerful, very powerful. We accept by faith that we are partaking of the body and blood of Christ. We profess that we are doing it. He also says that in verse 17 here, seeing that we who are many are one bread, one body, so we are partake of the one bread. And that one bread that we partake of is what? That's Jesus Christ. We are the one body in whom Jesus lives. We are the body of Christ. And the one who lives in the body of Christ is Christ himself. He's the bread. And we partake of that bread, and we become that bread. So please remember that in communion, you are receiving the soul in the body of Jesus Christ. And of course, he was the Word made flesh. So you're receiving everything that the Word is when you take communion. You know, 1 Corinthians 5 warns us in verse 9. It says, I wrote unto you in my epistle to have no company with fornicators, not at all meaning fornicators of this world, or the covetous, or extortionists, or idolaters. Excuse me. So then you must needs go out of the world. But as it is, I wrote unto you not to keep company. That separate. You need to be an unleavened lump. Not to keep company if any man is named a brother, be a fornicator, a coveter, an idolater, a reviler, or drunken, an extortioner, with such a one know not to eat. Not to eat what? The Passover, the unleavened bread. Don't have these people in your midst. He says to separate yourself from them. Don't have these people in your midst. It's not possible to have a Passover that way. And it's not possible for you to have communion. For what have I to do with judging them that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within? We're talking about within the church, within the body of Christ. And we don't want leaven in the body, do we? But them that are without, God judges. Put away the wicked man from among yourselves. Now that's real plain. That's about as plain as you can get. We want to be able to keep the communion, and the only way to do it is to put them away. I know they like to hide, but if you're holy, God's going to reveal that. He does that with us. He reveals sin in the camp. People try to hide their sins and continue on, but God takes them out. He uses division. He divides them from you. And that's faction. That's what it is, faction and heresy. He divides them from you in that way so that you can be, the body can be holy. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14. Be not unequally yoked with believers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with iniquity? Or what communion, having in common, what communion means, has light with darkness? You can't have communion with people of darkness. That's why he says to throw the bums out. And what concord hath Christ with Belial? What portion hath a believer with an unbeliever? You see, it's important that the people all know that this is a holy body. It has to stay holy. They have to repent, or they have to leave. We want them to repent. We preach the gospel to them and the really good news that they don't have to live in sin anymore. But if they don't want that, if they want their sin, they have to leave. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For we are a temple of the living God. Even as God said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. And that's what communion is all about. This is what the Passover is all about. They had to eat the lamb. On Passover, when Jesus instituted communion, he passed out the bread, but he said that he, as the lamb, was that bread. And that bread being his body, that bread being the word made flesh. And walk in them, and I will be their God. And that's what partaking of the body and blood of Christ is. And they shall be my people. Wherefore, come ye out from among them and be ye separate. Why? Because he wants a holy, completely righteous lump. People that are walking in the faith of God. Well, what's the promised land? Well, we've proven that the promised land is this life that the spiritual man lives in. David's told us that many times in his study. Our bodies and our natural life came from the earth. That's the land. That land is promised to us. It was promised to the Israelites, not the Canaanites. The Canaanites have to be driven out. He represents the lust of the flesh, that old man of the land. So we don't want people who want to live after the lust of their flesh, because if a person thinks that's all right, they're going to die. That's what the Bible says. Now let's go back to 1 Corinthians. Let's go to chapter 11. For I received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. That's the Passover. And when he had given thanks, He broke it and said, "This is my body." Notice what he said there. He said, "This is my body." Now we're talking about faith. He said, "This is my body. You accept this as my body." Excuse me. You believe this is my body, and it'll be what? The cup of blessing. "This is my body, which is for you. This do in remembrance of me." So remember, the Passover was that the flesh of that lamb, and Jesus is the Word made flesh, which is the bread. And so Jesus is showing us the fulfillment of the Passover of the Old Testament, right? And the Word made flesh dwelt among us, and that's Jesus. In like manner, also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." The new covenant is, of course, what God freely gives to you when you repent and believe his life and his nature. The life of the flesh is in the blood, and that word life is again soul. The very soul, the very nature of Jesus he gives to you when you, by faith, receive him in this way. "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." So here's the question. If the Lord is going to live through you by his body and blood, what does that mean? It means death to that old man. Jesus said, if you don't lose your life, you won't gain your life. There's your soul again. If you don't lose your soul, you don't gain his soul. So you have to repent and believe. And repent means to give up your life, and believe means to accept his. And the word here, proclaim the Lord's death, means to show forth the Lord's death. How are you showing it forth? You're manifesting it. You're showing it for those around you. You're showing it in your life. And that's how you prove that this is the cup of the Lord until he comes. "Wherefore, whoever shall eat the bread or drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord." So to drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner is basically walking after the lust of the flesh. If you walk after the flesh, you have to die. You must die, actually. And it is the heresy, the division, the selfishness, the lack of love for the brethren. It is all those lusts of the flesh that we kick people out for in 1 Corinthians 5 and 6. All those sins, that's the sin nature. We're having fellowship around the body and blood of Christ. And we then partake of the body and blood of Christ. But, by the way, when you have the body and the blood of Christ living in you, you're able to give it to others. And if you don't, then you're giving away your own leaven. Sin's what you're giving away. You're polluting the body. And if you're not plundering the devil's kingdom, you're running from him. That's what Jesus said. If you're not plundering his kingdom and walking by faith and believing you have received everything from God that he gave you through his body and blood, then he's whipping you. If you don't know the gospel, this is the good news, folks. The good news is preached in communion, totally. It's preached in the Passover, totally. And the Lord is revealing to us the greatness of receiving his life through communion by faith. So when you come together to do communion, you confess your sins one to another, because you need to be right with God before you do this, or you're guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Well, some of you might be saying that I'm not going to mess with that. That's too dangerous. No. You need the body and the blood of the Lord. You need to be the body and the blood of the Lord in the midst of God's people to be a blessing unto them. It is the cup of blessing. So if you do it in an unworthy manner, you have hidden sins or you have revealed sin, which everybody around you accept, which is still contrary, forbidden in the Word of God. So if you partake in an unworthy manner, that's not repentance and faith. You're guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. So let's go on here. Verse 28. But let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of the bread. In other words, a person needs to discern themselves. Are you walking in the light that you have? Are you walking in the light that you know? If you do, the blood is cleansing you of all unrighteousness if you're walking in the light. But if you're not, if you are rebelling against the Lord in some area of your life and you're walking in sin, don't go pollute the body by sneaking in there with your sin, because they're going to lose their battle because of you. You know, the blood is on the hands of Babylon. Babylon represents apostate religion and its people. They are guilty of the blood of the saints and of the prophets. So let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup, for he that eateth and drinketh judgment unto himself, if he discern not the body. So the body, remember what Jesus said? Whatsoever you do to the least of these, my brethren, you do it unto me. Now, Galatians 5:22 said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. And they that are of Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with the passions and the lust thereof. If we live after the Spirit, by the Spirit, let us also walk. Let us not become vainglorious, provoking one another, envying one another. So he wants peace. He wants unity. He wants love between the disciples. And that's what this is all about. So if you're not qualified to partake of the Lord's Supper, the body and the blood of Christ, if you're not qualified because you're in some kind of rebellion, all you have to do is repent, and the Lord will take it from you. If you repent and you believe. But fellowship and communion, that's having in common, isn't it? You are giving and receiving of Christ to everyone around you. You are receiving their gift into you, and your gift goes into them. You partake of one another. We are one bread or one loaf, and so is Christ, that one bread. And so we are to be partaking of one another, and we are not to be partaking of unclean animals, like Peter with the sheep that came down out of heaven. Remember, he got the revelation that that was the Gentiles that God had cleansed, but they were unclean animals. But God cleaned them. And that's what people around us are. We are not to partake of them or their blood according to the Old Testament, which is also a type of the shadow. You're not to partake of the blood or the nature or the soul of unclean people. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, in other words, the light that you have, you can only walk in the light that you have that is put in front of your feet. But if you walk in that light, he'll put more in front of your feet. That's what he says, and you're not guilty for ignorance. And we all know that. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship. There it is. One with another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Oh, you go from unqualified to qualified. Right there. Verse 8 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Many people are like that. They are in denial because they don't want to admit that it is sin, because they don't want to give it up. It's a love of their life. It's an idol. He said that we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us if we say that we have no sin. Verse 9, listen to this. This is how you get qualified right here. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Get used to confessing your sins, folks, and do it immediately. Do it right when you do it. Do it when you sin. If you sin, by the way, because it says in the next verse, it says in verse 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word's not in us. My little children, these things I write unto you that you may not sin. What could make us where we wouldn't sin? Well, he says if we confess our sins, he's faithful and righteous or just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So how do you get to the place where you're not tempted to sin? Well, you got to get rid of the unrighteousness. Unrighteousness is the nature of sin. You don't sin just because it jumps out of the air and grabs you. You sin because you're drawn away by your own lust and enticed. That's what the Bible says in James. So here God is telling you how to get rid of lust. If you are in a trap, if you will not confess your sin. People carry their sins on until they are destroyed because they won't confess their sins. If it is sin, you have to confess it as sin. If you do, he's faithful to take it away, just like that. In other words, you're getting on God's side. You are saying this is sin and you don't want it. It's not just mouth, it's from the heart, though. You see, we're commanded to pray for everything that we want. And Jesus said, when you do that, believe you have received all things whatsoever you pray and ask for. Believe you have received them. Because you did it at the cross. Believe you have received them and you shall have them. Somebody's not unmuted. Somebody's unmuted there. That's the word of the Lord. So that's why we look into the mirror and we see Jesus. We've asked for Jesus. We want his life. And he gave it to us. And when we do communion, this is an act of faith whereby we're renewing our mind. We're reminding ourselves that today I'm receiving the body and blood of Christ, the very soul and body and the word of God, by the way, because he was the word made flesh, wasn't he? The Lamb of God, the Passover Lamb of God. They ate all of the Lamb of God, all of his flesh. And the Lamb of God is Jesus. He was the word made flesh. So if you eat the word, that's the bread at the Lord's Supper. You're taking a New Testament Passover. You know, God got so much good stuff laid out for us. All we have to do is just believe. He said, this is my body. This is my blood. Now, why not believing, you know? Is it physically? No, but when we believe we are receiving his body and his blood right there, that's what we're receiving by the supernatural act of God, because God's got the power and he wants us to have the faith. Excuse me. Our part in the covenant is faith. His part in the covenant is the power. And when we believe, we receive simply on the grounds that Jesus said it. And then we get it, and that getting it comes from his power, and he works in us the will to do of his good pleasure. Glory to God. I would like myself to be well pleasing unto God, and I know y'all would too. Well, the way to get there is the gospel, because the gospel is the power of God to save the one that believes it. That's what Paul said. It's the power of God to save him who believes. And now you can look in the mirror and see your old filthy, evil self, but you know what you're going to have to do tomorrow? You're going to have tomorrow your old filthy self. But if you behold in the mirror the glory of the Lord and you accept his life by faith, you have repented of your life. If you don't want it, but you don't know how to get there, well, then the next part is to believe. Just repent and believe. And that was what was preached all through the gospel, all through the scripture. Repent and believe. Repent and believe. Not accept. He didn't say nothing about accept. That's those foolish church people trying to fill up the pews with people who tithe. And they do a pretty good job about it, but they got a church full of leaven and they can't have any communion. They got too many willful sinners in there. So we need to repent and believe. Repent. You don't want that old life. Believe that Jesus gave you that new life. If you don't lose your life, you won't gain your life. That's what Jesus said. And he's talking the same thing about the soul. If you don't lose your old soul, you're not going to gain your new soul. You want the soul of Christ, which is his mind, his will, and his emotions. That's what it is. It's his mind, his will, and his emotion. We have the mind of Christ. And you know, Paul said it's by faith we receive that. By faith we have the mind of Christ. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, all right. Has anybody got any questions? Anybody got any answers? All right, let's do a little bit of communion tonight. First of all, I want to just have a time of prayer here. And if you've got anything that you need to confess, confess it to the Lord now during this time here so you'll be free of all of that. And then we'll all have communion together. Well, Father, I just thank you and I praise you, Father, for our hearts to be in tune with your heart, Lord. Our minds be in tune with your mind. Our will be in tune with your will. Our emotions be in tune with yours. And Lord, as I silently get off here just for a second, I ask, Lord, you place it in everybody's heart to confess whatever sin that might be lurking in their minds or spirits. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father, that people that are going are out there will go ahead and confess as we right before we partake of this communion. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Michael, you're muted.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that all the brethren out there, even in their homes, that they decide to have communion, that they will be clean, that they will be want to be clean, want to be cleansed and accepted your cleansing power by faith in the blood and the body of Christ. So, Father, we ask that you give us wisdom and grant grace to the brethren and wisdom to the brethren so they can receive this wonderful good news, this wonderful gospel that you're offering to them, the very life of Christ, because he's the firstborn among many brethren. He's the son among sons. And we come into his image. We come into his sonship. We don't have to be a child all of our lives anymore. We have the word to grow up on, feed on, to bring forth fruit of Jesus Christ. We have that word and we can grow up in him. Oh, glory be to God. We thank you, Lord, for doing that for all who want it. In Jesus' name. Okay. I got some bread here. I'm going to read out of 1 Corinthians 11, 24, and 25. This is when they were talking about Jesus. He said, when he had given thanks, he broke it, the bread, and this is my body, which is for you. This do in remembrance of me, said Jesus. So we will partake of the bread. Praise you. In like manner, also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Now we take of the cup. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your healing power in all of us. In Jesus' name, we praise you, Father, that everybody here that wants healing is getting it, even as we speak right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father, for 1 Peter 2:24 said, by his stripes we were healed. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God, glory be to God, glory be to God. And I thank you for it, Father, in the name that's above all names. The name of Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Praise God forevermore. Woo, glory to God, glory to God. Amen. Man, I feel better all over than I do anywhere else. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, my. Anybody got anything they'd like to talk about? About what we just did? Any questions? Boy, that's an old line. Whew. Thank you, Lord. I praise you for it, Father. I think I can make it through the thing now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. You're an awesome God. All right, Julie's got some praise and worship, I think, lined up for everybody. Julie, the DJ. Wait a minute. I'll tell you what. Missy, are you ready to sing? Is the orchestra ready?
Yeah, I think I'd rather sing first, because if I go through all those songs singing, then I'll be like, I'll sound like okay. A horse or a frog. So.
Okay. Well, go for it.
Okay. This is my song of boasting. In the Lord. I've got joy in the struggle. I've got peace in the storm. I've got strength in the battle. I don't fear anymore. I'm a child of heaven, and my hope is secure. I've got joy because I've got Jesus. He gave me beauty for ashes, turned my life around, broke my chains, and now I dance on solid ground. For all he's done to save me, I will raise my voice. I've got Jesus, so I've got joy. He bore all my burdens. Yeah, my debt has been paid. Then he said to my dry bones, rise up out of that grave. He is all of my worship, all the honor and praise. I've got joy because I've got Jesus. Oh, he gave me beauty for ashes. Turned my life around, broke my chains, and now I dance on solid ground. For all he's done to save me, I will raise my voice. I've got Jesus. So I've got joy like a river running through my soul. Joy all around me, everywhere I go. Even in the desert, still it overflows. I've got Jesus, so I've got joy, never ending, 'cause he called my name. Every breath I breathe, a testament of amazing grace. Oh, hallelujah, everything has changed. I've got Jesus, so I've got joy like a river running through my soul. Joy all around me, everywhere I go. Even in the desert, still it overflows. I've got Jesus, so I've got joy. He gave me beauty for ashes, turned my life around. Broke my chains and now I dance on solid ground. For all he's done to save me, I will raise my voice. I've got Jesus, so I've got joy. Joy like a river running through my soul. Joy all around me, everywhere I go. Even in the desert, still it overflows. I've got Jesus, so glad I have him. I've got Jesus, so I've got joy. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen. How many of you got the joy? If you got Jesus, you got joy. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, you're up, Julie.
Would you grant me permission to share my screen, please?
Oh, yes, I will. You may begin.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy. Holy name. slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. So bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship Your time has come. Still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. Come on, bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Worship Your holy name, Lord, I worship Your holy name. Sing like never.
Yesterday we had choir rehearsal, but now we can sing it for real. Come on, help us sing this song. Here we go. The Lord is my shepherd, everybody.
The Lord is my shepherd.
He goes before me.
He goes before me.
Defender behind me.
Defender behind me.
Y'all been practicing. I won't fear.
I won't fear.
I'm filled with anointing.
I'm filled with anointing.
Thank you, Jesus. My cup's overflowing.
My cup's overflowing.
No weapon can harm me.
No weapon can harm me.
won't fit. Just shout Jesus right there. He always guides me.
He always guides me.
Through mountains and valleys.
Through mountains and valleys.
His joy is refreshing.
His joy is refreshing.
Restores my soul.
Restores my
say this with confidence. Mercy and goodness.
Mercy and goodness.
Christ alone, my hope is found, and He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Ooh. The power of Christ in me, from life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from His hand, till He returns or calls me home.
gift of grace is Jesus, my Redeemer. There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. For my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine, I can see all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me.
See you. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. When sorrow seems to surround you, when suffering hangs heavy on your head, know that tomorrow brings wholeness and healing. God knows your need, just believe what you say. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. When what you've done keeps you from moving, when fear wants to make itself at home, know that forgiveness brings wholeness and healing. God knows your need, just believe what is said. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. I once was lost, but God has found me. Though I was bound, I've been set
free.
Been made righteous in His sight. A display of His splendor, all can see. I once was lost, but God has found me. Though I was bound, I've been set free. I've been made righteous in His sight. A display of His splendor, all can see.
Hallelujah, we worship you, O God. You're worthy of all the praise. We'll be careful to give you all the glory, Lord God. And even as these hymns fan the flames of revival past, may the flames of revival hit this place tonight. Be deep in our hearts tonight, we pray. Amen. All hail the power of Jesus' name.
All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown Him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown Him Lord of all. Lead shores and seas.
bless your name, oh God, each day that I awake. From dawn to setting sun, your greatness I'll proclaim. Your glory far exceeds all human thought. So with each breath I'll bless your name, oh God. Your name will be revealed by children yet to come, as generations sing of wonders you have done. Your strong and mighty deeds are always near. Oh God, most high, your name will be revealed. How great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. How great is the Lord our God.
Today's gone. Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power. Breathe on me.
Some of you need to know that the
yesterday's gone.
Say it again.
Yesterday's gone.
All of your problems.
Yesterday's gone.
Behold, I said that.
Yesterday's gone.
Today
I'm in need.
Lord, I need you today.
Holy Ghost power.
Say it again.
The devil gonna do, glory to God.
I worship. enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. For your name is
situations, Lord. We want to praise you in our strengths and in our weaknesses. Let your name be honored in all the earth.
From the ends of the earth.
the depths of the sea.
From the depths of the sea.
From the heights of the heaven.
From the heights of the heaven.
Your name be praised. From the hearts of the weak.
From the hearts of the weak.
From the shouts of the strong.
From the shouts of the strong.
From the lips of all people.
From the lips of all people.
This song we raise on throughout the endless ages. You will be crowned with praises, Lord Most High, exalted in every nation, sovereign of all.
Troubles I face. Why would I hunger for power, riches, or fame? Oh, 'cause my God is so much better than all of these things. So I won't be shamed. cause they know the battle is done. My God is stronger, the victory's already won. Yeah, he died for my ransom and rose up on the third day.
Sorry, Missy wanted to pray for Maverick real quick. Go ahead, Missy.
Brooke just called me and told me that she's taken Maverick to the emergency room. He's been thrown up bile, green bile, for the past 2 hours. And so I already prayed with her. And so I just praise you and I thank you, Lord, that he is healed. We command this throwing up and this bile to go away in the name of Jesus. We cast down this attack on Maverick. He is healed by Jesus' stripes. And we thank you, Lord, that when Brooke gets him there, that he's not going to be thrown up anymore. And they're not going to find one single wrong thing with him, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for giving Brooke bold faith to just praise you and thank you, Lord, no matter what she sees. And I command all fear off Brooke and Kurt in the mighty name of Jesus, and nothing but bold faith. And I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the awesome report, Lord. And he is perfectly fine. And I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord, for this awesome, awesome opportunity to show forth your mighty work for your glory and your honor in an awesome building up of Kurt and Brooke's faith and seeing your mighty hand, Lord, your mighty healing hand. And I praise you, Lord, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Did he ever?
Soul to be guided by a hand I cannot hold, to trust in a way that I cannot see. That's what faith must be.
When the universe fell from his fingertips, he decided he wanted some fellowship, but the man and the woman would not submit. So he made a better way. When the moment was right, he sent his own son, and he opened the way so that everyone could have hope and believe that when time was done, he'd be able to make us one.
To hear with my heart, to see with my soul, to be guided by a hand I cannot hold, to trust in a way that I cannot see. That's what faith must be.
Now I understand that there is a key. It's Jesus in me, a reality. That God is in Christ and that Christ's in me. That with faith I see what is unseen.
To hear with my heart, to see with my soul, to be guided by a hand I cannot hold, to trust in a way that I cannot see. That's what faith must be.
That's what faith must be.
Majestic is thy name in all the earth. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is thy name in all the earth. Who has displayed thy splendor above the heavens? Thou hast established strength. Majestic is thy name in all the earth. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is thy name in all the earth. For when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou Son of man, that thou dost care for him.
Oh, how I love you.
Oh, how I face of defeat, the birds of the heavens, and what passes through the sea. Oh, the birds of the heavens, and what passes through the sea.
Let the one who hears the Savior say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. Behold the Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. Never thirst again. Ruach ve'akalah omrim bo. Ruach ve'akalah. Come.
שומרים בו. הרוח והקלה אומרים בו.
Is in the work you have done. This heart's a vessel, and the love that pours out, let it be sweet perfume poured out on you. I give you the glory, all of the glory. I give you the glory again and again. This praise isn't for me. My worship is only to give you the glory forever. Amen. Forever. Amen. There's only one name who deserves every song, who's worth my reverence and my purest response. High above every other, it's all for you. Oh, it's all for you. I give you the glory, all of the glory. I give you the glory again and again. This praise isn't for me. My worship is only to give you
Let's go ahead and end this, Judy. I've got to get this up on the side.
Hallelujah.
All right. That was a bunch of them. But it was fun. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for an awesome night tonight. We thank you for all the singers. Lord, Missy, we praise you, Father, for a great night tonight. Just the communion and everything behind it. In Jesus' name, Lord, give us a good night's sleep tonight, those of us who are fixing to go to bed. And, Lord, we just praise you and glorify you for all that you've been in our life. In Jesus' name. Good night, y'all.